Good morning. It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. There's a lot at stake for New Mexico with the 2020 census. KUNM's Hannah Colton has more.
Billions of dollars in federal funding flow to New Mexico each year, for everything from Medicaid to schools to housing. Veronica Arzate de Reyes, a partnership specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau in Albuquerque, says where that money goes depends on an accurate count.
It affects so many different facets of our lives, like for healthcare. Sometimes you hear people saying, oh, we didn't get enough flu vaccines. It's like perhaps your community was undercounted and that's why we're going to be short.
Because of its large rural populations, high poverty rates, and other factors, New Mexico is one of the hardest states to count, so the feds are starting their outreach early. Arzate de Reyes is traveling the state helping tribes, counties, and cities establish groups of local leaders who can educate their communities about the 2020 census. The Census Bureau is also hiring for paid positions throughout the state. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, the Con Alma Health Foundation, and listeners like you.
Many students and families are affected by the Trump administration's immigration rhetoric, and teachers are seeing the effects in their classrooms. The New Mexico Dream Team recently held a training for University of New Mexico faculty and staff. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco reports.
UNM English instructor Brenna Gomez talked to a room full of educators about how she found herself in the national debate after making it clear to her class that she would not disclose a student's status and would work with people on immigration-related academic accommodations. After a student objected to what he considered politicized language in her syllabus, Fox News covered the story in January, and the backlash was swift.
The questions that I got even from some family members was, well, didn't you think about your safety? And I said, well, when I'm making my syllabus, I don't usually often think about my safety.
Her inbox filled up. Reporters showed up at her house, and she says she actually didn't feel totally safe for a short while.
But regardless, it was the right thing to do.
Gomez says the Trump administration is telling people who are undocumented immigrants that they are less than human. And even if there is some discomfort in being an ally, she feels a responsibility to outline concrete ways she can help as a teacher. Here's Gomez after her presentation.
The world didn't end. I ended up being fine. The university supported me. Everything was okay. I heard from undocumented students who said that it mattered a lot to them.
Language in class materials is a small thing, really, she says, but it has an impact. The Dream Team also talked about educators knowing how to interact with immigration and customs enforcement, should it come to that. For instance, people aren't obligated to help ICE or Border Patrol, and instructors don't have to let them into the classroom if officers don't present a signed judicial warrant. But educators cannot obstruct officers either.
Because UNM has such a large percentage of Latinx students here, it's really important to take a stand when most of our classroom is being affected by these issues.
43% of the students at UNM are Hispanic, according to the spring enrollment report. UNM's Faculty Senate passed a resolution last year in support of the university becoming a sanctuary campus, but this hasn't yet been embraced by the Board of Regents or by UNM officially. Around the country, public colleges are weighing financial risk that could be involved in adopting these policies. Some politicians nationally and at the state level are making moves to outlaw sanctuary campuses and cities. Luis Leva is a fourth-year student at UNM and the chapter lead for the Campus Dream Team.
It can get to the psyche of a student. They can get kind of depressed, they can get sad, and kind of takes the focus off of school.
And he says public places like school may start to seem treacherous for undocumented students, but that's why they're doing these trainings.
It's important to be able to have that professor that you can go talk to and they'll understand. It makes the whole difference to a student.
The students that you have in front of you, they might be undocumented.
Selena Vences is the education equity organizer with the New Mexico Dream Team.
Then how are you creating, inviting, and welcoming spaces to them that assures their safety and that you understand the realities that they face?
Vences says she's heard from students at all educational levels, middle school, high school, college.
Across the board, they told us that whenever a college recruitment comes on campus or whenever there's any resources about going to college, there isn't anything for undocumented students. And there's been counselors that have told undocumented students that they cannot go to school, which is not true.
The law requires that all students, regardless of status, have access to education. And in New Mexico, students who are undocumented can receive in-state tuition and financial aid. The Dream Team is hoping to reach UNM instructors first and then their departments. The goal, Vences says, is for entire New Mexico institutions, universities, and school districts to roll out policies that make sure all undocumented students get the education they have a right to. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Remember, if you want to stay updated throughout your day, you can always visit our website, krwg.org. We are on social media as well. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at KRWG. You can also subscribe anytime to the KRWG News YouTube channel.